Oh, look, I reckon he's a 50-50. We'll see how we'll put him through practice. You know, he's still sore, so you know, I'm hopeful, but we'll see shortly.
How big a risk is it potentially
if he's got one? Yeah, no, if he's not 100 and not in the right mind frame as well, you know, it's still in pain, he won't play.
How late do you leave it?
Well, as soon as practice finishes, Okay. Then we'll know. And if he's can get through some certain areas, we understand it's, you know, we don't play until Saturday. There's another couple of days to rest that up. But yeah, hey, he's got to have to get through stuff to get the tick of approval.
Is it, what are the medicos say to you about bone bruising and potential for further damage and lots of stuff? Have you said much?
Well, it's just discomfort and pain he's in right now. So it's, we'll see out on the court. But the good thing is no structurally, you know, ligament damage or anything, so that's fine, that's great.
Have you planned around having him and not having him for you as in terms of your weekly preparations?
Yeah, well, just everyone will have to step up, you know. It's Tirico's been fantastic for us all year, so, you know, other guys will get an opportunity now with Clint. Clint's been playing great basketball the last 2 weeks and carry that forward, and then we'll play maybe a little bit smaller ball with three guards out there. So we'll give us a chance to experiment a little bit out there if he doesn't play.
So Clint is the one to come into the starting five if he doesn't play? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, let's cross one out first before we jump on the other one. We'll see. But we'll certainly experiment with different lineups.
Last time you played the kids, following the game, it was like the young kids were sort of thrown around. Is there a bit of pride to be?
Yeah, it was really disappointing how we played that second half. You know, I think the first half was pretty close, and we missed an opportunity there playing the right way. I think the guys have responded since then, and we 2 days later we beat Melbourne down in Melbourne. You know, and we've had some good wins on the road since then from New Zealand and in Adelaide. So, you know, we're more mindful of ourselves, how we're playing, but that was a game that got away from us. Every hurt, I can name every hurt from the last 7 years, but no, it's not motivation. Motivation is to keep improving, keep developing as a team. We've got a great opportunity and we've started to turn the corner and play some real great basketball, and that's what we're concerned about.
What do you feel you're at this year compared to, obviously you had a fantastic end to last season. Where do you compare yourself compared to that end to last season, where you're at right now?
Yeah, well, it's a different team, you know, different lineup. Obviously, we had some experience there with Angus and Tommy and Greg. So this, we're a little bit younger and more athletic. And, you know, this team has been a little bit finding itself, and it's starting to find itself right now, which I really love. Our competitive nature and our toughness is starting to come out. And you get that from winning on the road. So hopefully we can keep on developing that.
How much of focus have been slowing down Cam Williams as one of the most efficient players in the whole league?
Cam Oliver?
Yeah, sorry, Cam Oliver.
Yeah. Look, I like Cam. I talked to him pre-season. You know, we had him on the list to come here, the Wildcats, but he chose to go to Cairns. So, he's a quality player.
And how do you go about slowing down a guy like that? Because
we didn't do a really good job first time, did we? No, look, we'll have some different things there. And Machado's pretty good too, and look, they've got very, very good lineup. They're long, athletic, can shoot, you know, and they play at a different level back home, and they've outplayed us everywhere here at home. So it's going to be a cracker of a game.
What's been your reaction to the coaching news in Australian basketball at the moment, the Boomers?
I knew you were going to ask something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, the first thing, I know two things. You either know what's going on or you don't know what's going on. And I certainly don't know what's going on. So I was surprised as everyone. I thought Andre did a great job and, you know, coming 8 months out for the Olympics. But, you know, I haven't spent 3-4 years with the team. I know how much work Andre did and worked for it. So, but look, I don't know what's going on.
Does that surprise you, though? It's effectively 3 camps left until the Olympics and to make such a drastic change. That's a big change.
Is it official yet?
It's not completely.
It's unofficially official. Is that what you're saying? So, look, I don't know. I'm on the outside looking in the same as you guys. But, if it is, obviously they've got decisions to make. And, you know, I thought and Brett comes in, it's a great move. You know, he'll be busy probably coaching till June with the... It doesn't lead the lead up a lot of time, but you know, I don't know what's going on.
Would you like to see a decision quickly to avoid the spectre of what if and what's going on around basketball and how's it going?
Look, I think it's good for basketball to, you know, be in that gold medal discussion and get a great coach there. So, look, I'm out of the loop. I'm more worried about the Perth Wildcats than anything, and they'll take care of that.
Do you think, from a coaching perspective, you've obviously been involved with and stuff, if having someone who's closer to most of the team in proximity, would that be easier to prepare things and have conversations and things
like that?
Well,
you're back here and preparing before you go to the Olympics, aren't you?
I'm talking about in the build-up, like the next 6-8 months, he's in America and most of the team.
Yeah, there's 7-8, maybe 9 NBA guys in there. So, yeah, look, obviously you have that relationship where you're seeing each other's, there's the build-up, but... we're hoping one of our Wildcats makes the team too, so maybe two. Who knows?
Wildcats, champions last year, sitting second in the ladder this year. Do you notice at all there's any bias in the coverage or how much they cover the East Coast teams compared to the Perth Wildcats? And do you notice that as a coach?
As in
the league, as in the coverage over East, do you think there is any much of a bias from the East Coast coverage?
You always get that though, don't you? It's a part of being over the West. It's us versus them mentality, and we have a little bit of a edge on our shoulder when we go in our home crowd. Red Army love it too, so it doesn't affect us what we do day to day. We just worry about ourselves and control what we can control, and watch games without any commentating. It's great, the volume down.